Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:14, News Radio 92.3 is my favorite time of the afternoon here. Not because it's 5 o'clock and you're off work and giving us a ride home. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here. It's an opportunity. Day's been busy, but it's an opportunity for us to kind of step back and take a look at three important things you need to know today.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, we'll start off with number one, and it is a doozy of a story that continues to evolve as we speak. The FBI arrested a Wisconsin judge this morning for allegedly hiding a previously deported illegal immigrant in her jury room. This was in order to stop him from being arrested by ICE. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested and charged with obstruction of official proceeding after evidence confirmed she had shielded the migrant from ICE agents. She was also charged with concealing an individual to prevent discovery and arrest. Federal agents attempted to arrest an undocumented male. This is a setup for you. A Mexican national following his scheduled criminal court appearance before Dugan. This was scheduled on April 18th to face three misdemeanors, battery charges for allegedly beating up on two people. Dugan demanded that the officers proceed to the... Here's where it went very, very squirrely, if that's... You'll follow me on this one. Dugan demanded that the officers proceed to the chief judge's office, and after his hearing ended, they escorted Flores Ruiz and his attorney out of a restricted jury door, bypassing the public area where the agents were waiting for him to arrest him. They circumvented the system, and now she's in a lot of trouble.
My goodness. And affordable military housing took center stage at Thursday's Pensacola City Council meeting and is the subject of your second of three top stories. Council members voted to authorize a little over $790,000 to buy land for an affordable military housing project. Mayor D.C. Reeves said earlier in the week before the vote that there isn't a location identified as of yet for the project. The grant requires that the city close on a property by June 30th, 2027. Under the terms of the grant, the city must buy land and have the housing built and in use by military members within 5 years. Years of the purchase.
And now the third item we're discussing today. This thing could have really gone bad last night. Let me set it up for you. Incident Thursday evening at a Pace Youth Sports Complex on Schmuckle Highway sparked reports of an active shooter, sent families running. It's now under investigation by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The Pace Athletic Recreation Association said that a man threatened to shoot an umpire and implied he had a gun in his truck. Why do parents do this kind of crazy stuff?
Who knows?
Witnesses say the confrontation sent kids and parents into a panic, and the ballpark was evacuated. No one was arrested at this time for that incident. But, you know, bring some kind of civility to your kids' games. You know,
right.
This is where it gets crazy. Anyway, that's the top three for us this afternoon.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound. This is going to be if you're coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And we've got some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, but it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
5:18, News Radio 92.3, another crazy story here about a man in the country illegally has been charged with sexually abusing a young boy here in Florida. Sue Guzman has the report.
Police say a previously deported Mexican man living in the U.S. illegally has been arrested in the sexual battery of a teenage boy while playing hide-and-seek in Charlotte County. 20-year-old Samuel Cobos Carmona is accused of assaulting a 13-year-old boy in the teen's backyard in Punta Gorda, Florida. Cobos Carmona first entered the country illegally in 2021, was caught and deported to Mexico. He returned in 2022 and went to Florida. And after being discovered in Sarasota in 2024, he was released under the Biden administration's Catch and Release program. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And there could be more graves than previously thought underneath the Tropicana Field parking lot in Florida. St. Petersburg City Council member Corey Givens wondering if that may be a reason the Tampa Bay Rays pulled out of an agreement to build a new stadium in that location. The city used radar equipment last summer at the former Oakland Cemetery site and found seven more likely graves. The cemetery for black citizens was closed 100 years ago.
519 News Radio 92.3. Don't expect conditions to improve anytime soon as over 100 wildfires are burning across Florida, affecting over 3,800 acres. Fire officials say Florida will continue to be dry with little or no rain anytime soon. The largest fire burning is the Bee Island Fire in Sarasota County. If you're wondering about the fire over in Bay County, the Clayton Fire, 95% contained this afternoon. National Weather Service says very low humidity and dry conditions are creating an elevated fire danger.
And a Democratic lawmaker from Broward County leaving the party. Hollywood State Senator Jason Pizzo announced yesterday that he's switching to no party affiliation. The Senate Democratic leader says the Democratic Party in Florida is dead and adds that running as an NPA candidate allows him to be free and clear, clean and transparent and help more people. Florida Democratic Party Chair Nikki Freed says that she won't miss him and the party will be more united without him.
All right. 520 News Radio 92.3 traffic and the 7-day forecast. Austin Price is in with a look at something very good. The weather.
Yeah, looking at the weather here, it is pretty good right now. 78 degrees, low of 67. We already told you a few minutes ago this weekend is going to have highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s. But heading into your next work week as well, Monday and Tuesday look like they are copy and paste of the exact same thing. So it's going to be warm weather, but it's going to be good weather. And also the road's not looking too bad right now outside of those few moments we mentioned a few minutes ago. Just our usual spots, I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp and Highway 90 traveling westbound. Coming over Blackwater River. 520, you're listening to Pensacola right now. In just a few minutes, we'll get some of the deepest stories happening in your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow-smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area. Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
.525 News Radio 92.3. I named my dog after Rod Stewart, by the way. I named it Maggie May, one of his biggest hits. When you play Rod, I always think about that. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Looking pretty good.
Yeah. The roads are looking fine. Do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And also some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of that, maybe some backups on I-10 westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. There's not too much going on. So just our usual spots. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 67 tonight. This weekend, going to be mostly sunny, clear skies for the most part. Highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-60s.
News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher for a fourth straight session. The major averages also ending higher for the week, fueled by hopes for a de-escalation in President Trump's tariff battle with China, plus his retreat from threats to oust Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Tech was the best performing sector in the S&P 500, while consumer staples lagged. And shares of Alphabet rose 1.5% after the Google parent reported first quarter earnings that beat Wall Street expectations, driven by AI growth. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Salesforce and IBM, the Dow decliners, United Health, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 20 points, the Nasdaq higher by 217, S&P 500 up 40. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump en route to Rome for Pope Francis's funeral. Public viewing of Francis's body is over as final preparations for his funeral were underway. 250,000 people lined up through St. Peter's Basilica to pay respects. Francis died Monday at age 88 from a stroke, and the funeral is scheduled for 3 a.m. our time tomorrow morning.
527, News Radio 92.3. Oh, buying a home is so much fun, let me tell you. Springtime house hunting surprise for first time and downsizing home buyers. Oh, you're going to like this one. Teresa Crowley explains the situation.
Sticker shock. Now 233 American cities where the typical starter home will cost you more than $1 million. 5 years ago, it was just 85 cities. Zillow finds more than half are in California, followed by New York, New Jersey, Florida. But half of all states have at least $1 million town. Minnesota and Rhode Island just joined the club. Zillow's senior economist notes encouraging news. Nationally, the starter home average is still $192,000. This spring, more homes are hitting the market. Listings linger longer. Sellers are cutting prices. So he says buyers are starting to regain some negotiating power. Mortgage rates this week 6.8%, down from 7.2% a year ago. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
High mortgage rates and rising prices discourage buyers, leading to a home sales slump to start the crucial spring buying season. Fox has more on this one.
Housing's been difficult because the rate structure moved up so fast and dramatically. It's sitting, you know, at a pretty high rate. Now, for people who own a house today, their mortgage rate's locked in under 3%, 60, 70% of them, they're fine. The move-in rates had nothing to do with it. For the people who want to buy a house, that's a different question.
And former New York Congressman George Santos will spend over 7 years behind bars. He was sentenced today in a New York courtroom. He pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft and admitted that he stole from campaign donors and lied about it to Congress. Earlier, he had told reporters that he was totally resigned to receiving the maximum prison sentence. His attorneys had hoped for a lighter 2-year term.
Total resigned, huh?
I guess.
As he sat in the courtroom and cried during that hearing, I understand. I guess he was totally ready for that.
Wasn't as mentally prepared as he would have liked to be, I guess.
I guess not. A newly released Fox News poll looks deeper into how voters feel about President Trump's moves on border security and immigration. Grinnell Scott has the news.
55% of poll respondents say they like the president's work on border security. On immigration, it's a near even split, 47% favorable and 48% unfavorable. Along that line, 46% think the administration is too tough on asylum seekers, and 44% feel it's also too tough on illegal immigrants. The president has often been critical of federal judges who block aspects of his political agenda. But in this latest poll, when asked about district judges challenging Trump policies, 58% say those judges are legitimately using their power, while 33% say those judges are unlawfully interfering. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And President Trump says Ukraine has yet to sign the final papers on a rare earths deal with the U.S. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is at least 3 weeks late to putting pen to paper. The deal would give the U.S. more access to Ukraine's rare minerals, while in turn would help the country gain more security.
Okay, the recent crash of that tour helicopter in NYC has enacted a partial chopper ban. Here's Gary Baumgarten.
If signed by Mayor Eric Adams, non-essential helicopter flights will be banned from 2 city-owned heliports. The vote follows the crash that killed a family of tourists and the pilot. In addition to safety concerns, proponents noted the noise created by a multitude of tour and commuter helicopters. The ban would not affect flights from heliports and airports in nearby New Jersey. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It is 5:30. You are listening to News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The FBI arresting a judge in Wisconsin on charges she helped an illegal immigrant and suspected gang member avoid arrest while leaving her courthouse. Attorney General Pam Bondi telling Fox News Channel the judge protected an alleged domestic abuser who was previously deported.
She goes out in the hallway, screams at the immigration officers. She's furious, visibly shaken, upset, sends them off to talk to the chief judge. She comes back in the courtroom, you're not going to believe this, takes the defendant and the defense attorney back in her chambers, takes them out of private exit and tells them to leave.
Judge Hannah Dugan denies the charge. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson told reporters he's not ready to comment on the judge's case, but
I really do wish that the Trump administration would focus less on settling scores with perceived potential enemies and focus their attention more on things that really matter.
Dugan, the second judge to be arrested, accused of protecting an undocumented migrant. America's listening to Fox News.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Alrighty, first up on your top three stories, the FBI arrested a Wisconsin judge this morning for allegedly hiding a previously deported illegal immigrant in her jury room in order to stop him from being arrested by ICE. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested and charged with obstruction of an official proceeding. After evidence confirmed she had shielded the migrant from ICE agents, she was also charged with concealing an individual to prevent discovery and arrest. So here's the deal. Federal agents attempted to arrest an undocumented male following his scheduled criminal court appearance before Dugan on April 18th to face three misdemeanor battery charges for allegedly beating up two people. Dugan demanded that the officers proceed to the chief judge's office and, after his hearing ended, escorted the man and his attorney out of a restricted jury door, bypassing the public area where agents were waiting in order to help him avoid arrest.
All right, let's take a look at the second story here this afternoon. Affordable military housing took center stage at Thursday's Pensacola City Council meeting. Council members voted to authorize $790,000. This is to buy land for an affordable military housing project. Mary said earlier in the week, before the vote, there isn't a location identified as of yet, but it's coming. The grant requires that the city close on a property by June 30th, 2027. Under the terms of the grant, the city must buy land and have the housing built and in use by military members within 5 years of the purchase.
And your third and final top three story, an incident Thursday evening at a Pace Youth Sports Complex on Chemuckle Highway sparked reports of an active shooter and sent families running. It's now under investigation by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The Pace Athletic Recreation Association said that a man threatened to shoot an umpire and implied that he had a gun in his truck. Witnesses say the confrontation sent kids and parents into a panic and the ballpark was evacuated. No one has been arrested for the incident at this time, and that's your top three stories.
Okay,
here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, absolutely. The city of Pensacola has officially approved the donation agreement for the old downtown Baptist Hospital campus. Before the vote, City Administrator Tim Casella, they call him Lucky, read a statement from Mayor Reeves.
This project and these 38 acres, in addition to 200 affordable units already in progress, allows us to tackle our housing crisis at scale, demonstrating that we not only take our city's top concerns seriously, but that we also prioritize quality of life for existing neighborhoods. I believe learning or leaving blight untouched and unplanned was never an option for us. We should all be proud of this moment. I truly believe our roles as public servants are defined by stepping up when it's not our job, and seizing opportunities to make Pensacola the best it can be.
Okay, it was a unanimous vote. Once the old hospital is demolished, the city wants to use the property for affordable housing projects.
And the Regional Rural Transportation Plan for 2025 includes proposed projects like expanding Highway 29 to 6 lanes and Highway 97 to 4, aimed at enhancing mobility and safety in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Holmes, and Washington counties. The RRTP Technical Advisory Committee will review the project priorities on May 21st and possibly adjusting their order.
537 News Radio 92.3. Last week we learned that a breakthrough was made in a local cold case when a man found dead behind a business on Palafox Street. This happened, now let me just tell you, 1989 we're talking about here, was identified by DNA analysis. That was made possible by a privately owned lab with one kind of special technology.
It's a new form of advanced DNA testing. We're actually the first lab in North America, privately owned, to exclusively do human identification from forensic evidence. So we work with law enforcement at the local, state, and federal level to help them identify either human remains or suspect DNA when traditional investigative measures do not reveal an identity.
Okay, that's Dr. Michael Vogan, who is with Orthrum. Orthrum has a website with all their latest cases. If you'd like to peruse that, DNASolves.com.
And earlier this week, we touched on an 11-year-old girl from Navarre named Liliana Boxer. She has both Williams syndrome and Rett syndrome. Her family needed $16,000 for a specialized bed, which insurance would not cover, so they and Ignite Church organized a fundraiser. And on Wednesday, Reverend Dr. Lance Wharton announced that they had reached their goal. Wharton, on behalf of the church, thanked the Navarre community for their impact.
538 News Radio, 92.3, time for a Fox Sports update.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports update.
Two quarterbacks picked in the first round of the NFL draft. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Cam Ward from Miami went first overall to the Tennessee Titans. Jackson Dart from Ole Miss taken 25th by the Giants, who with the third selection got edge rusher Abdul Carter from Penn State. The Raiders took running back Ashton Jeanty from Boise State. Two-way star Travis Hunter from Colorado was taken second by the Jaguars, who traded up with the Browns to get that pick. Hunter's college teammate, quarterback Shador Sanders, not drafted in the first round. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight in Green Bay. NBA playoffs, monumental comeback, second largest ever in an NBA playoff game. The Oklahoma City Thunder trailed the Memphis Grizzlies by as many as 29 points. It was 67-40 Memphis late in the second quarter when Grizzly star Ja Morant suffered a hip contusion and was lost for the game. In the second half, Memphis totaled fewer points than it had scored in each of the first two quarters individually. The Thunder outscored the Grizzlies after halftime 63-31 to win the game 114-108 and go up 3 games to none. Game 4 tomorrow. In Detroit, the Knicks beat the Pistons 118-116 for a 2-1 series lead. Karl Anthony Towns scored 31 for New York, which got 30 points from Jalen Brunson. Game 4 Sunday in Detroit, where the Pistons have now lost 8 straight playoff games since 2008. In their first playoff game at their new home, Intuit Dome, the Clippers clobbered the Nuggets in Game 3, 117-83. Los Angeles leads 2 games to 1, Game 4 tomorrow. Hockey, second straight overtime win for the Maple Leafs over the Senators, 3-2. Toronto up 3 games to none. The Blues got within 2 games to 1 against the Jets. Pavel Buchnevich scored a hat-trick in St. Louis's 7-2 win. The reigning Cup champion Panthers went up 2-0 on the Lightning with a 2-0 win in Tampa. Kirill Kaprizov scored 2 more goals for the Wild, who beat the Golden Knights 5-2 for a 2-1 series lead. Kaprizov tied for the playoffs lead with 7 points in 3 games. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NFL fans will find out their favorite team's schedule for the 2025 season next month. The league announced at the NFL Draft Thursday that next season's schedule will be unveiled May 14th, and the 2025 season will see 7 international games and feature games on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I just mentioned the NFL Draft. Draft rounds 2 and 3 are getting underway tonight. In fact, they're getting underway in just over 20 minutes.
Shakur Sanders, does he go tonight?
Shador Sanders, I and most people think he is probably going to the Browns with the first pick of the second round. If that doesn't happen, I don't know when he's going.
Is that a kiss of death going to the Browns? Nobody seems to do well when they go to Cleveland.
That's been a kiss of death for years.
Bro. Okay, 541. Calm down. Pour some cold water on you over there. Hey, it's the weekend. What does that mean? Gentlemen, start your engines.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
After having a weekend off, the NASCAR Cup Series returns on Sunday, and a legendary track takes center stage. Talladega Super Speedway hosts the Jack Lynx 500 as NASCAR kicks off a lengthy stretch. Chase Elliott joined Fox and Friends on Thursday with the season in full swing.
Long season. You know, for us, it's a marathon, right? February all the way to November. And as you get into these kind of spring, summer months, you're kind of getting into that stretch. You're seeing kind of where everybody's stacking up, and Talladega is a big race for us on the schedule.
For the next 28 weekends, a race will be held through the November 2nd championship race in Phoenix. Elliott will be looking for his third win at Talladega and the 20th Cup Series victory of his career. Kyle Larson is coming off a win at Bristol Motor Speedway, where he led 411 of 500 laps in the Food City 500. It was Larson's second victory of the season, and he enters Talladega ranked 4th in the Cup Series standings. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Well, we got a lot of postseason action tonight. NBA playoffs rolling on with a trio of games. The Celtics taking on the Magic. That game gets underway at 6 p.m. At 7, we got the Pacers taking on the Bucks in Milwaukee. And then at 8:30, it's the Lakers and Timberwolves. That's the NBA side of things. Meanwhile, looking over at the NHL, their playoffs continue with three games also. The Canadiens taking on the Capitals at 6. Got the Carolina Hurricanes and New Jersey Devils at 7. And last but not least, it's the LA Kings and Edmonton Oilers at 9.
And the Panthers are just totally destroying the Lightning in the state of Florida hockey. The Lightning's down 2-0. Panthers are a great team. It's hard to come back 2-0.
Defending champs.
Against that team. MLB, NBA, NHL. Well, while the NFL is drafting its next stars, there's still some football to be played.
The NFL draft may be happening, but hey, more importantly, the UFL on Fox, and that is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, the Birmingham Stallions versus the Memphis Showboats. And by the way, if you haven't watched this, the incredible plays on the field and the technology that Fox is bringing to your broadcast is outrageous, unbelievable. Camera shots from helmets, pylons, and mic'd up coaches bring you right into the hot seat. Immersive football, the best you can get. Tonight on Fox, the UFL.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Abdul Carter, to me, is the best player in the 2025 draft, and the Giants got him with the third overall pick. Most knew that the Giants wouldn't be done there, and many expected them to trade back up in the draft to snag a quarterback. Joe Shane then pulled the trigger, but I think he drafted the wrong QB, so I would have selected Shador Sanders or even Jalen Milroe before using a first-round selection on Jackson Dart. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
4:45 on News Radio 92.3, Friday afternoon. Go ahead, smile about that. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on over there?
Well, looking at the roads, luckily nothing. We do have our usual backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that's the worst looking spot right now, so it's looking pretty good. As for the weather on a local scale, 78 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Saturday and Sunday are going to be sunny, mostly clear, highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-60s.
Yeah, no complaint on anybody's part around here. The weather is just absolutely gorgeous. Different story if you take a look at the national snapshot. A wet weekend in store for multiple regions across the U.S. this weekend. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean comes in here and has a look at the forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be a risk over the central U.S. spreading into the eastern U.S. the next few days. Some areas could experience strong winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and heavy rain that could lead to flooding. Rain, however, will be welcome news for the large wildfire burning over New Jersey to help firefighters this weekend. We've got another round of severe storms coming Monday and Tuesday next week for the midsection of the country, so please stay alert to the latest watches and warnings. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Alphabet confirming yesterday that Waymo, its autonomous vehicle unit, is now delivering more than 250,000 paid robo-taxi rides every week in the United States. That number is an increase from the 200,000 that were delivered in February before Waymo opened operations in Austin, Texas, and then expanded to the San Francisco Bay Area in March. Leaders at Boeing are saying China is not accepting planes plane deliveries amid President Trump's tariffs, so the aerospace company plans to redirect those aircraft to other customers. CEO Kelly Ortberg is saying 50 deliveries are scheduled so far for China this year. The University of Michigan says consumer sentiment in April improved slightly to 52.2 from 50.8 earlier in the month after the partial pause in President Trump's tariffs. Stocks were also higher, with Dow gaining 20 and the NASDAQ up 200. That's your money now.
Okay, California is rising on the global stage, reaching one rank higher on the list of the largest global economies. What we're talking about here, the economy of California has surpassed Japan. This is very interesting. Tom Vicar in San Francisco has the information for us.
According to the International Monetary Fund and the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, California has now become the world's fourth largest economy. California's $1.4 trillion economy is fourth only behind the entire U.S., China, and Germany, and has now overtaken Japan, a nation with almost three times California's population. And get this, another notch down, India, the world's most populated country, is behind California's economy, even though its population of 1.4 billion is 37 times that of the Golden States. Governor Newsom says at 6% annual growth, California's economy is growing at a faster rate than the world's top three economies, especially those of China and Germany.
And a new electric vehicle startup, backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, headed to the market. Slate Auto, headquartered in Michigan, made its debut Thursday night at a design studio in Long Beach, California, promising electric trucks for under $20,000 with a federal tax credit. The trucks are rather low-tech when it comes to amenities compared to competitors, but the company plans to build its trucks in Indiana, and the basic model can go about 150 miles on a charge. It's expected to be on sale sometime next year.
Not enough mileage on the charge.
Mm, yeah,
not
I get you.
Mileage on that one. American workers are preparing themselves to accept jobs for less money over anxiety of a possible recession. Carolyn Elliott has the story.
The New York Fed asked Americans what is the lowest salary they would take for a job. The answer, a little over $74,000 a year. And that's down from just 6 months ago when the answer was over $82,000 a year. According to the New York Fed, right now a lot of people are worried about a possible recession. And an analyst with Bankrate says for many, a lower paycheck is still better than no paycheck at all. Now, Bankrate tells us historically expectations for paychecks do go up and down, but even the New York Fed described this as a significant decline. Caroline Elliott, Fox News.
Something went terribly wrong during a test flight in Thailand this morning. CJ Papa has the details.
The propeller plane crashed into the sea near a popular beach town in Thailand, killing all six police officers on board. Officials say the aircraft was conducting a test flight to prepare for parachute training in the district before it went down. Photos show the plane in the sea about 330 feet from the shoreline. The body of the plane appears to be broken in two. Officials say five of the officers died at the scene, and one, the pilot, died later at the hospital. CJ Papa, Fox News.
551, News Radio 92.3. A look into a healthier you, only minutes away. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Hey, Andrew McKay
here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Alex Andrade, who has been the subject of attacks by Governor DeSantis after his investigation of the Hope Florida Foundation, and Attorney General James Uthmeyer. Will NPR and PBS have their funding cut off? A very interesting hearing over that exact question. Are they biased or unbiased news sources? And have you seen the proposed new Pensacola Beach welcome sign / toll booth, and what do you think about it? A lot of people seem to not love the design. You can listen to the discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And then I saw her face.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's health news.
5:53 News Radio 92.3. You playing that monkey song? They reminded me last weekend they were doing a monkey's marathon. I forget what network
really?
It was. And I saw some old monkey's clips I hadn't seen since the late 60s.
Yeah.
But it was pretty darn interesting. Let me just dig into some health issues here. Another study on the benefits of sleep. Gosh, would I like to have some of this. This one for teens we're targeting. Lisa Brady has House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Teens who get more sleep could have sharper mental skills than their peers. A study of more than 3,000 adolescents published in Cell Reports shows teens who went to bed earlier, slept longer, and had lower sleeping heart rates outperformed their peers in reading, vocabulary, problem solving, and cognitive tests. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine says teens from ages 13 to 18 should have at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. Sleep experts recommend teens who have difficulty getting proper sleep should regularly exercise and avoid cell phones or computers late in the evening. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And eating chicken on a regular basis is now linked to a higher risk of dying of cancer. Italian researchers collected data on the diets of about 5,000 adults for nearly 20 years and found that those who ate about 4 servings of chicken per week had a 27% higher risk of dying early from digestive cancers. They found the risk was higher for men than for women. The researchers added that more data is needed and that the increased risk of death may be related to how the chicken is cooked, possible pesticides into chicken feed, or hormones into chickens themselves.
Cases of whooping cough on the rise here in the U.S. Lisa comes back. She's got more for us.
So far this year, more than 8,400 cases of whooping cough or pertussis reported across the country, twice as many compared to this time last year. Some experts are not surprised after rates fell during COVID precautions, including masking, also noting that pertussis tends to peak every 2 to 5 years. Still, this increase comes as a measles outbreak continues in multiple states, fueling more concern about unvaccinated or undervaccinated populations. At least 3 children have died from whooping cough in the past 6 months, a 5-year-old in Washington State, and 2 babies in Louisiana. The pertussis vaccine is given to infants beginning at 2 months old as a combination shot, also for tetanus and diphtheria. The CDC recommends adult boosters for those every 10 years. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a measles outbreak in Texas showing no signs of slowing. There were about 2 dozen new cases reported today, and also slight bumps in both New Mexico and Oklahoma, which have also been linked to this same outbreak. A new study done by researchers at Stanford says that measles is on the verge of becoming consistently present in the U.S. in the next 2 decades if vaccination rates stay at the current level.
5:55, heads up. Pensacola, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Both looking pretty good, right?
Yeah. We've got some minor backups on I-10 developing if you're traveling eastbound. This is going to be towards Highway 29, and maybe some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but neither of those are too severe. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 78 degrees. It's going to be a low of 67 tonight. Saturday and Sunday are both going to be sunny, mostly clear, highs in the mid-80s and low in the mid-60s.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yes, it is. At least we're not talking about the fire festival.
Thank goodness.
I mean, at least
that already got too much time.
You're exactly right on target there. A major music fest beginning today. Monica DeLuca has the lineup.
Just over 60 artists are billed to perform across Stagecoach Music Festival's 3 stages.
I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner.
Jelly Roll, Zach Bryan, and Luke Combs are set to headline the Country Music Festival this year, which returns to the Empire Polo Club this weekend. Former Van Halen lead singer and frontman Sammy Hagar also holds a headlining position after the alternative rock band Goo Goo Dolls. It's not just country music. You'll also find artists like T-Pain, Lana Del Rey, Nelly, Diplo, and the Backstreet Boys. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
In a lawsuit over the rights to Superman being tossed by a federal judge, the estate of Superman co-creator Joseph Schuster sued Warner Brothers Discovery, alleging that the company had lost the international rights to the character. It looked to block the release of this summer's Superman film in countries such as Canada, Ireland, and Australia, among others. The lawsuit also sought profits from previous movies that featured Superman, including Black Adam, Shazam, and Justice League.
558, News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. A-list stars headline Havoc and The Accountant 2. Here we go. Fox on film.
Fox on film.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Tom Hardy and Forest Whitaker are in a new action-packed movie called Havoc, and it has a fitting tagline. No law, only disorder.
Your son just started a gang war. They just want to shoot him dead. That's the end of his story.
I make one phone call. You go down for life. Get him back.
Tom Hardy plays Walker, who's a detective, attempting to rescue a politician's son, who was apparently involved in a drug deal gone wrong. Havoc is out now, only on Netflix. The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck and John Bernthal, is out now.
I need green lights from here to Victory Boulevard.
Damn. Affleck plays Christian Wolf, who has a talent for solving complex problems. When an old acquaintance is murdered, leaving behind a cryptic message to find the accountant, Wolf is compelled to solve the case, recruiting his highly lethal brother, Brax, played by Bernthal. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, the big screen on the bayou returning tonight. Bayview Park in East Hill is your site. Curtain rises around 7:30 for the movie Boys in the Boat. It's free, open to the public. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening this afternoon.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.